आई वॉन्ट टू सी कि मतलब प्रीति का डिवोशन कितना अंधा है, मैं देखना चाहती थी. वाह, मतलब आई एम शुक, आई एम टेकन अवे. Wow, did he say he's gonna say something politically incorrect and he went on to narrate like the cutest story from a child? Just like, oh. You were like, I have two sim stories.
I said two stories from your sim. I didn't talk about my sim moment.
You gave commentary on my sim moments. So yeah. Sorry. Please continue.
Welcome to another episode of That's Really Messy, Hamara Shahar Sexy and Kaafi Zyada Scary in the movie that we are watching today. We are three friends, Diksha, me, Preeti and Diggy. We watch a movie, we watch a Shah Rukh Khan movie every week and we talk about it, simp about it and everything in between. So, yes, as I said, today our Shah Rukh is sexy and scary because we are watching and we are talking about not watching, we are talking about Dar. It's a 1990, it's released in 1993, I think.
93, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Yash Raj Chopra movie. Like, the cornerstone, like, everything that changed for Shah Rukh, I guess, from the beginning. I don't know, not the beginning, but, like, it's, like, what made him a household name in some ways. But yeah, like, amazing. I want to start with saying that, oh my god, what a performance. But yes, let me, because I'm supposed to be talking about the summary, the plot summary.
Was it Dar, by the way? Just a quick, like, was Dar the film that was his breakout that made him a household name? I thought it would be Baazigar.
Baazigar and Dar actually came very, like,
October and December, yeah, but it was more Dar because Yash Raj.
Makes sense.
I like to have this whole thing that Yash Raj has cast him and everything was a kind of a huge deal at the time. And I guess the household name and everything was probably DDLJ. But that we were talking.
DDLJ pehle was a star. So DDLJ propelled him into another atmosphere altogether. But
yeah, matlab, if you say like pretty, this pretty whole... big. This whole he's loved by everybody. He's a son, like everybody wants to be a son, girlfriends, friend, all of that. That happened probably in DDLJ.
Preeti, but she just said, don't want to be their girlfriend. Then she said, girlfriend again.
See, girlfriend's friend. Preeti is a little zapped by Shah Rukh and Dar right now, I think.
Oh my god, there are so many reasons to be that. But, plot summary. The plot summary of the movie, in very simple sentences, is that it is a story of an obsessive lover who, in my opinion, like, I am, like, this is an opinion, not the plot, but
she's qualifying it in my opinion.
He's an introvert. He has had no friends. He has so much low self-esteem.
That is actually the plot.
My
description
of Shah Rukh's character would be so different. I would definitely not call him an obsessed lover. I would call him a psychotic stalker. But please continue, Preeti. Tell us about
she's also
this,
qualifying it.
Introvert.
Ke bichara introvert tha, uske dost nahi the, shy tha.
So I was going back. I am not going to justify. Nobody wants to justify any, like, even Yash Raj didn't want to justify it. It is how I see the movie. He is in college with Juhi Chawla, who plays Kiran, is his batchmate from a college in Shimla. He is in love with her, but he has no guts to tell her that he is in love with her. But he writes a song telling her that whether you say no or yes, I love you. And this is
Hello.
All I am.
That's not what he says. Come on, yeah. इतना तुमने sanitize कर दिया ना इस गाने को. Like तू हाँ कर या तू ना कर तू है मेरी किरण. ठीक है. That is the line. It is not whether you say or yes or no. I love you. That is very green.
Yeah, green में यही होता है.
Preeti एकदम erase कर रही है इस movie के plot को. मतलब she was not a shy lover boy who was afraid of telling her his feelings, dude. He was a mentally ill stalker and he played that character really well. Don't undermine
Oh
that.
my God, this pretty.
He was a mentally ill stalker who threatened like her life many times, her lover's life many times, who watched her creepily from the window, which is his entry scene into the movie while she's changing her clothes. Like there is no saving grace for this
That
character
is
in the
not his,
film.
that is technically not his entry scene, by the way. You don't see Shah Rukh in that scene.
That
Oh,
is a
and
point
you
you chose to disagree with.
want to tell me that is not Shah Rukh, that Juhi Chawla was so infamous that she had multiple stalkers. Come on, Preeti. This is why she didn't want to give a summary. She knew we would not agree with her summary. Preeti अपने अलग दुनिया में कोई और ही पिक्चर देख के आई है. मतलब I love it. I was really looking forward to this episode because I wanted to see कि मतलब प्रीति का डिवोशन कितना अंधा है. मैं देखना चाहती थी. वाह, मतलब I'm shook. I am taken away. अरे
शैक शुक दैट
टेक इन्फिनिटी
इज
एट द प्लॉट, बट यस. सो ही इज इन लव विद हर एंड He sings a song. That's what the entry of Juhi Chawla is, by the way, though. You don't see Shah Rukh in that song because she's assuming this is her lover boy, Sunil, played by Sunny Deol. And yeah, but you feel him. That is, so my takeaway from the beginning of the movie is that even when you don't see Shah Rukh in that song, maybe it's now because we know about this movie too much, that in my head, I always think Shah Rukh is in the video, but he is not. Nowhere you see him. He's just there singing this song here and there, and then she's running behind the music, and she's in a classroom where there is "I love you, Kiran" written all over and all of that. And basically, yes, as I said, that she thinks it's her boyfriend Sunil who's written this, but that's not the case that we realize. Then she goes back to her home. To her sibling and her bhabhi, played by Anupam Kher, and I'm forgetting the name of the lady. Yeah, so then Sunil's entry happened. He is a Air Force. No, he's a Navy guy,
नेवी
sorry.
नेवी
Yeah,
नेवी
he's a
पर
Navy
तुमने
guy.
ध्यान ही नहीं दिया शाहरुख के अलावा, मतलब ही वाज सपोज्ड टू बी द हीरो
No.
ऑफ द मूवी.
Dude, they made a
Yeah.
whole thing of like they. You know that scene where he enters और वो कमांडो स्टाइल में मतलब सबमरीन में जाके फिर वो बोट पे चढ़ के सबको मार देता है. मतलब इट्स प्रिटी एविडेंट ही इज इन द नेवी.
He is a soldier. He's a navy guy who saves people, shoots people, whatever, wearing a bandana which is ugly as fuck. But that is a hero. That is a hero who goes to then his girlfriend after taking a 1 month of after they're gifted a 1 month of chutti in the army. I'm an navy. Sorry, I'm a defense kid, but ऐसे नहीं मिलती है छुट्टियां गाइस. But anyway, I will not
I
trash
would just
Sunny
like to
Deol right
point
in the
out that
beginning.
I would like to point out that Sunny Deol saved some big shot minister's daughter, like served the nation in the movie, was a bloody national hero, got 1 month of holiday because of that, and Preeti को उससे प्रॉब्लम है.
ऐसे
ऐसी
कैसे छुट्टी दे दिया
छुट्टी थी.
यार.
शाहरुख खान इज अ
नहीं
वायलेंट
मिलती
साइकोपैथ, बेचारा इंट्रोवर्ट है
है यार. बाय द
वो
वे प्रीति, आई
बेचारा.
थिंक नेवी में मिलता है बिकॉज दे स्पेंड लाइक अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम आउट ऑन द सी, राइट?
मतलब
सो
ऐसे
दे गेट
मिलते हैं कि सब
कॉम्पेंसेटरी.
मतलब बट ऐसे नहीं मिलते हैं कि तुमने किसी को बचा लिया तो अब तुम्हारी 1 महीने की छुट्टी है. सो देयर लाइक या सुनील गोज टू मीट हिज गर्लफ्रेंड एट मेनी टाइम्स केयर्स हर एंड ऑल दैट, बट दे आर इन अ लविंग रिलेशनशिप विद ईच अदर. शाहरुख खान देन प्लेज राहुल मेहरा, अ साइकोटिक लवर. आई विल कम हियर एंड एक्सेप्ट दैट ही इज बाय ऑल मीन्स द डेफिनेशन ऑफ साइकोटिक पर्सन हु स्टार्ट्स टू स्केयर द शिट आउट ऑफ दिस गर्ल बाय कॉलिंग हर मल्टीपल टाइम्स एंड टेलिंग दैट ही लव्स हर एंड ही शुड लाइक दैट शी शुड लीव अ बॉयफ्रेंड. सेंड्स हर उसकी खुद की फोटोज जो उसने क्लिक करी होती हैं फ्रॉम शिमला फ्रॉम द फर्स्ट डे ऑफ कॉलेज अपेरेंटली, फॉलोज हर एवरीवेयर स्पेशली इन अ लिफ्ट एंड द सीन इज सो स्कैरी दैट आई कांट इवन बिगिन टू टॉक अबाउट इट. देन जस्ट इट कम्स ऑल टू अ पॉइंट वेयर शी इज सो स्केर्ड ऑफ पिकिंग द फोन. देन ही अटैक्स हर बॉयफ्रेंड मल्टीपल टाइम्स. शी ऑल्सो एट ऑल टाइम्स इन द मूवी दैट्स वॉट आई काइंड ऑफ लाइक लुक्ड एट दिस टाइम एज अ लेंस एंड शी इज नॉट एट नो पॉइंट शी इज फाइंडिंग दिस फनी लाइक दिस इज नॉट लव फ्लर्टेशियस और शी इज नॉट फ्लर्टिंग ओहो so nice or whatever like she's not like seeing it that way she's going to the partner she's going to her sibling that you know what I'm being stalked somebody is calling me can you guys please take it seriously nobody takes it seriously
I don't
हाँ,
think
स्टार्टिंग
so
में
I
दे
don't know I
दो
mean yeah maybe like the
स्टार्टिंग में दे
first one time
डिसरिगार्डेड, बट आफ्टर दैट दे गेट अ लिटिल सीरियस
You
अबाउट
know,
इट
yeah,
व्हेन
I
द
know. I don't
फोन
think I
कॉल्स.
disregarded it more than once. Like the first time she came to them, they said कि तुम्हारा वहम है या मतलब कुछ ऐसे, it must be just a prank or whatever. But then after that, they did start taking it seriously. Like when he showed up at the house and मतलब काफी कुछ तो all her family only was supporting, no? And Sunny Deol,
Yeah,
of course.
but so I felt so. I guess my interpretation of it was that when Sunny Deol's life is in danger, when he says that I will kill this boy because I've told you earlier that you should not be in a relationship with him anymore. That is when then they say because पहले वो बोलते हैं कि पुलिस बुला लेते हैं उसकी भाभी बोलती है भैया बोलते हैं दैट लाइक यू नो ओके एट दिस पॉइंट लेट्स जस्ट कॉल द पुलिस बिकॉज़ ही इज बीन स्टॉकिंग हर नाउ इज एट अ होम एंड एवरीथिंग बट सनी देओल इज लाइक कि क्या चूहों को मारने के लिए शेरों की फौज नहीं बुलाते एंड ऑल दैट बिकॉज़ इट्स ऑन हिज ईगो दैट हाउ डेयर शी हैव अ स्टॉकर एंड आई विल फाइट हर एंड I will kill him and whatever. But so that is what my problem, I guess, in some ways was that like, and then फिर वो होली भी होता like then there is a होली scene where he tells that he will come on होली party and he will color her because of course होली is every stalker's best festival ever. If you ask any stalker आपका favorite festival क्या है वो बोलेगा मेरा favorite तो होली है क्योंकि अब मैं जाऊंगा कलर लगाऊंगा और उसको छू के आऊंगा बिकॉज ऑफ कोर्स
प्रीति
दैट इज
पता
व्हाट
नहीं
इट इज मेंट
कौन से
फॉर
मूड में है, बट आई लव इट. लाइक कुछ भी बोल रही है, तुम
एग्जैक्टली
स्टॉकर का इंटरव्यू ले रही है पॉडकास्ट पे. तुम्हारा फेवरेट फेस्टिवल क्या है? होली. और क्या ही हो सकता है?
लाइक आई थिंक आई एम आई गेस वेरी वेरी अनकंफर्टेबल विद द फेस्टिवल होली बिकॉज
या आई डोंट लाइक
ऑफ
इट वेरी मच.
बट
या आई मीन
एनीवे
इट्स लाइक अ पब्लिक जस्टिफाइबल एक्सक्यूज फॉर पीपल टू हरास एंड गेट अवे विद इट. That's how, like, I mean, that connotation is there. Stalker specifically, पता नहीं मेरे को, मतलब मैंने इंटरव्यू नहीं लिए किसी स्टॉकर के, बट तुम बोल रही हो तो आई गेस करेक्ट ही होगा.
Then what happens? Yeah, then he attacks Salman Khan. Oh my
सनी
God,
देओल, ही अटैक्स, ही शूट्स एट सनी देओल, बट ही डजंट लाइक द बुलेट goes past him.
And then he gets into an accident later on
Yeah.
when they are finding like finalizing the shadi ka jewelry and stuff like that. Then he gets run over by a car or something, then he's in the hospital. That is when Juhi thinks he, you know what, I should just go away from his life because I love him too much and the stalker will not go away. And then he goes like, yeah, but wherever you will go, now you will go because you will go as my wife. And then he has blood on in hand from somewhere and khun bari mang phariya he does. And then unki shaadi ho jaati hai kisi mandir mein. And yeah, then they buy a house. No, they've already bought a house. They
He's
shift to the
already bought a house.
house.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've already bought the house. They're shifting to the house as a Grah Pravesh, like all of that. And he's being all Sunny is. I don't know why I'm calling him Salman because that's the vibe I get from him probably. But Sunny is being all romantic. कि हमारे यहाँ पूरा रिवाज होता है कि हम गोद में उठा के ले जाते हैं. सो वो 60 फ्लोर्स या जितने भी फ्लोर्स है उसको उठा के ले जाता है बट बिकॉज शाहरुख खान इज साइकोटिक एंड ही इज लॉस्ट हिज शिट दैट ही इज मैरिड नाउ ही किल्स टू पुलिस मैन इन लिफ्ट बाय ड्रॉपिंग दैट लिफ्ट एंड देन गोज इन टू द हाउस एंड वैंडलाइजेस इट एंड सेज
I
आई
mean,
लव
I'm
यू
sure
किरण
he's done the
एवरीवेयर
vandalizing before. He's done the
या
vandalizing way
एंड
before, yeah.
देन ही सेज आई
Order
लव
of
यू किरण
events.
एंड शादी मुबारक And at this point, Juhi, like Juhi Aka Kiran, loses it, And it is done in my way, it is done from a cinematic experience, done in a way that you understand that why Kiran would just be traumatized by it by now. Because he has, like, he's tried to kiss her in dark, he has followed her, he's done
I mean,
every possible
he's actually
thing.
kissed her. Like, he comes and kisses
Yeah,
her on the cheek from behind.
yeah.
Yeah, and she thinks it's the other guy, but
And so she loses like her sanity for some moments, and then Sunny Deol goes to Dilip Tahir, who actually does play
a
Shahrukh
good
Khan's
guy. Yeah.
father, for a change, also a good guy who has like some sensible dialogues. That is such a change for Dilip Tahir. And yeah, so basically he says ki mujhe
मतलब टू गिव
स्विट्जरलैंड जाना
कंटेक्स्ट
है.
के दिलीप ताहिल इज एक्चुअली सनी देओल्स बॉस
Oh
एंड
yeah, okay, yes, he's also
या
his
दैट्स
boss
व्हाई
in
सनी देओल
Navy.
गोस टू हिम ऐसे थोड़ी ना गोस टू शाहरुख खान फादर आउट
He
ऑफ द
doesn't know. None of these people know
ब्लू
that like who this
या
stalker is. They've not seen his face. They don't know कि शाहरुख खान है. उसकी आवाज सुनी है खाली किरण ने, और मतलब बाकी जब
या एंड
फोन था
सनी
उसके घर
देओल एंड
तो.
शाहरुख खान ने मेट एंड देयर सॉर्ट ऑफ फ्रेंड्स ऑलरेडी लाइक शाहरुख
He
हैज
makes it a
इंट्रोड्यूस्ड हिमसेल्फ टू
point. Yes,
या
like Rahul goes and makes it a point that he knows so that whenever they meet and everything,
वो
you know,
पुलिस को भी
he's out in the
इंट्रोड्यूस
clear.
करता है यार अपने आप
हाँ,
को, मतलब वो बोलता है हाँ
5 foot 10 inch,
5 फुट 10 इंच.
ठीक से देख लीजिए. So yeah, he is introverted, but as like very confident in front of other people when he is planning his murders.
तुमको क्यों लगता
Yeah,
है कि
they
वो
were.
इंट्रोवर्ट है? वो इंट्रोवर्ट वाली हरकतें नहीं करता है कभी भी. लाइक ही इज वेरी बोल्ड इन ऑल हिज मूव्स. लाइक ही नोज व्हाट ही इज डूइंग इज रॉन्ग. ही इज स्टॉकिंग हर. लाइक देयर इज नो एम्बिग्युइटी अबाउट इट.
Yeah, but yeah, I will come to that. Why do I think he's an introvert later on? But let me just finish the plot of the story because it's been so long I've been talking about it. So anyway, they go to Switzerland, which is kind of kept like a secret, that nobody should know where they're going, because by this time Sunil kind of like knows what he might be like doing when they go out. So he books tickets of another city, but goes into another place altogether. But because Mehra is very, very smart in his passion to make Kiran's and Sunil's life miserable, he goes to her sibling to just become friends with them. And then by that time, he realizes that they are in Switzerland. So he himself flies to Switzerland, become like introduces himself as Rahul Mehra for the first time to Juhi. They talk nicely, they become friends, they spend a lot of time together. And one fine day, Sunil realizes that, oh, this guy actually might be the person who is the stalker. And yeah, then they fight and they stab each other. And yeah, like Shahrukh Khan dies in the end, and everybody's so happy that he's dead. Like every time Shahrukh is like so-called stalker is dead, there is so much happiness. That's what I find a little like funny also. But yeah, she goes like, wo mar gaya, ye wo mar gaya. When there is a, so basically there is a fake suicide that like he blames on a friend, his friend commits suicide or he dies, and then he hangs him up and writes a note for him, very bazigar of him.
Wait,
But
wait. I feel like this is
sorry.
important to the plot. Let's explain it in a
Okay.
little detail. So
Sorry.
they had another guy from college who was friends with Shah Rukh Khan, who was an alcoholic and who is like drug addict and everything. His liver is fucked. He's gonna die. He's on his deathbed and he's talking to Shah Rukh Khan about how I still have all the letters that you wrote to that girl that you never sent. And you know, and then matlab, as he's dying, Shah Rukh Khan's face lights up with the idea. वेर ही डिसाइड्स कि ये तो वैसे भी मर रहा है तो उसको फांसी चढ़ा देता है. सुइसाइड फेक करके वहां पे एक नोट डाल देता है कि आई वॉज किरण स्टॉकर एंड एवरीबडी थिंक्स दैट ओ दिस गाय हु हैज डाइड इज प्रॉबली वॉज किरण स्टॉकर बिकॉज एवरीथिंग एड्स अप. एंड सो एवरीबडी थिंक्स ओके कूल स्टॉकर मर गया प्रॉब्लम सॉल्व दी एंड. द ओनली पर्सन हु इज suspicious is Sunny Deol because he's like, no, this guy was so, you know, cunning and he did so much. How did he just die?
हाँ कहाँ थे हम? हाँ तो फिर वो स्विट्जरलैंड, हाँ
मर गया शाहरुख
मतलब
लास्ट में।
हाँ शाहरुख कुमार मर जाता है फिर वो, और फिर सब बहुत खुश हो जाते हैं जब वो वापस से एयरपोर्ट आते हैं कि दे आर टॉकिंग इन दैट लाइक बोथ ऑफ देम हैव गॉन थ्रू इमेंस ट्रॉमा एंड द फर्स्ट थिंग सनी देओल सेज व्हेन दे आर आउट एंड से लाइक अब वो तो मर गया, पता चले कोई और आ जाए और बोले आई लव यू किरण, एंड आई जस्ट लाइक लेट मी से वन थिंग लाइक आई हेटेड हिम सेइंग दैट,
इनअप्रोप्रिएट।
या आई हेटेड हिम सेइंग दैट लाइन, इट टू मी फेल्ट लाइक द सनी देओल इन जनरल इन द मूवी फेल्ट सो साइडलाइन फॉर ऑल द राइट रीजंस, बट ही वाज लाइक सो डेस्परेट टू से दैट वन लाइन दैट दिस इज सो इनअप्रोप्रिएट, लाइक दे हैव किल्ड समबडी, दे हैव अ करियर, दे आर डिफेंस फोर्स, even if it is for safety of their own lives and they have saved somebody, I just don't see anything funny in it, but okay, it's
Preeti, but putting this in context,
yeah, of a 3 hour, three and a
people
half hour long movie, you want to focus on the last dialogue.
yeah, and people were dying left, right, and center in Bollywood movies at that point, right? The hero was killing like on an average 7 to 8 people. Like Sholay mein, they killed like fucking, I don't know, 50 people, those two guys. So what chal raha tha, that was normal. Yeah, Sunny Deol was killing people in that time. And even now that happens. So I don't think
I was like,
honestly, honestly,
how
I
dare
think
you?
I
For
think
me,
no.
it was like, how dare you say I love you, Gaga Kiran? Like, I just like, maybe it's my
That is the
bias.
problem. Your problem is that how is anybody else but Shahrukh Khan getting any sort of footage in this movie? हम तुम्हारे सर में सलमान खान क्यों था? डर में सनी देओल क्यों है? तुम्हारी पेन कंप्लेन विद द मूवी इज दिस, हैप्पी न्यू ईयर में सोनी सूद क्यों है? That is your problem. Problem is not this riffraff nonsense of people dying and all. यार वो तो होता ही रहता है, मरते ही हैं
प्रीति
लोग
प्रीति को चाहिए
पैंड।
कि शाहरुख खान डबल रोल प्ले करे, हीरो का भी विलन का भी, और एक्चुअली ट्रिपल रोल, हीरोइन का भी रोल वही कर लेगा ना, मतलब और किसी को डालने की जरूरत ही क्या
उसने
है.
बोल ही दिया था ना, शाहरुख खान somebody's girlfriend, तो that's what she wants. Like we saw Karan Arjun, they kill so many people there, right? And Thakur Tukur को मारते हैं, उसके एंड में मस्तियां कर रहे होते हैं वो लास्ट में, getting married, having fun, laughing, वहां तो कोई दिक्कत नहीं थी किसी को।
Yeah, like I
No, but I
feel
get what she's saying ki you've gone through some trauma, how immediate reaction should
it
not
makes a
be to
lot of
make a
sense.
joke about the
Yeah,
trauma, but like ठीक है,
it's
मतलब मल्टीपल टाइम्स आई फेल कि दे वर जस्ट लाइक इवन लाइक making light
या
of it.
लाइक हाँ, सो आई लाइक वन टाइम यू सेइंग दैट शी इज सो ट्रॉमेटाइज्ड बाय इट दैट शी लाइक शी फील्स लाइक द फियर ऑफ हिम ऑल अराउंड एंड राइटली सो. It is scary. Everything Shahrukh does in this movie is, I don't know, like if like I God forbid something like this happens to me, but like it would drive me
Unhinged, his
nuts.
unhinged level of scary
Yeah,
for what he
he's
does.
killing innocent people left, right, center, like he did in Bazigar. So I guess I would be so scared. And every other scene in the movie, Juhi's character is very on point of that. So yeah, like tell me when did you first watch it? What were your first reactions? And then of course watching it this time. Diggy?
So obviously not in the theater. 93 में आई थी. You guys weren't born. I was 2 years old.
I was born, okay, please.
You were an infant only. कितने few months.
At least I was in the universe when Shocker
Slow
Universe was happening. Don't take it away
clap,
from me, guys.
slow clap, Preeti. Congratulations.
Pretty.
Congratulations, you were in the universe.
Preeti, I will remove no degree of connection between her and Shahrukh. Even if it's like 150 degrees, मैं फिर भी थी उधर. Yeah. So I think I watched it, which मतलब पूरी तो देखी है मैंने 2 3 बार, and it's the same old, right? In the घर पे बैठे जी सिनेमा और सेट मैक्स कहीं पे आ रही है, and that's how you just you watch it over and over again. मैं मल्टीपल रिपीट्स, एक स्ट्रेच में तो नहीं शायद देख पाते थे, बट आई हैड सीन द होल मूवी, आई न्यू द होल प्लॉट एसेंशियली. रिसेंट टाइम्स में थोड़ा टाइम हो गया देखे हुए, आई थिंक अर्ली 2010s कभी देखी होगी. एक्चुअली या अ फ्रेंड ऑफ माइन एंड आई वर री वॉचिंग शाहरुख खान मूवीज इन 2013-14. आई थिंक देयर माइट हैव बीन वन ऑफ देम, बट दिस टाइम अराउंड इट रियली हिट्स यू रियली हार्ड बिकॉज यू डोंट अंडरस्टैंड ऑल द कंसेप्ट्स ऑफ लाइक एज अ किड तुम्हें स्टॉकिंग ढंग से समझ नहीं आती है, राइट? एंड दैट्स व्हाई इट्स सो इम्पोर्टेंट फॉर मूवी मेकर्स टू मेक दैट डिस्टिंक्शन रियली वेल. वेयर स्टॉकिंग सॉर्ट ऑफ स्टार्ट्स एंड वेयर ऑब्सेसिव लव एंड्स राइट. एंड इसमें आई वाज स्केर्ड यार, होली शिट. मतलब शाहरुख इज सो अनहिंज्ड इन दिस. उसकी एक तो एक्टिंग इतनी अच्छी है एंड दिस मैनरिज्म्स दैट ही डज राइट, स्पेशली व्हेन ही लूजेस हिज हेड कंप्लीटली एट द एंड इन द क्लाइमैक्स. He's talking to himself, he's talking to his mother, he's making these gestures, looking left and right, and you can see Juhi's completely zonked out, and it's scared. Like the whole thing was very scary. And like all his mannerisms throughout the movie. You think, ha, Shah Rukh is born to be a fucking psychopath, for sure. Like he is an absolute psychopath in this movie. And which is credit to his acting because it's that scary. And yeah, it hits you really hard and it makes you uncomfortable to the extent you think maybe sort of gap dena chahiye dekhne ke liye agli bar. This is it's like fan, right? It really has no point where things lighten up at all. Even if they're sort of dancing and all, you know, okay, wo aane wala hai. He's on his
Yeah,
way to you
and
guys.
to be
You might
honest,
dance all you want.
those
Yeah.
dance and songs were those
Crap.
numbers were crap, yeah.
But crap. Such bad songs with atrocious lyrics. Like such bad lyrics like कुछ भी थे यार. Like जा तू है मेरी ना तू है मेरी किरण. Still you understand it's a song sung by a stalker. So if he is saying कि ठीक है तू हाँ कर या ना कर तू है मेरी किरण, that's what he feels and that's what is displayed throughout the movie. And then he gets his karma at the end of it by dying a very brutal or a bad death, right? But like, why is Anupam Kher and why are Sunny Deol saying that shit?
But
Like,
also,
it's not same things, but like similar wild
I
shit.
felt like the pace of the songs that featured Shah Rukh Khan or were related to his and Kiran's equation just had a better pace, better beats. I don't know if it's like nostalgia because those are the famous ones, but it was a very different vibe than like the ones with just
Yeah,
Sunny or
very different
just
vibes.
Sunny and Juhi or whatever. Just more like fast-paced, more energetic, like I don't know, nicer songs.
Yeah. Also because like those songs we don't remember, so we don't associate those songs with this movie. So they seem
Maybe,
out of place.
yeah.
Because those are shit songs. So I mean it's just a
But
circular argument, but essentially that's what it is. Yeah.
I have
Preeti, you were
another
saying.
argument.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
That Sunny Deol has in the movie, okay, he is a soldier and he is saving the nation and all that, but he has multiple points to prove that he has powers of being a stalker himself. Or, like, at
Huh.
least being a. Like, so that is why I think it hits you even harder. Is that it's not like Shah Rukh Khan is only person who is like doing like okay he is unhinged psychopath to another level, but if you see her own boyfriend, then turn husband is not really मतलब वो भी तो चीपी है यार. मतलब आई डोंट नो लाइक ही इज कैरिंग हर एट एनी एवरी पॉइंट इन द मूवी. हिज द फर्स्ट टाइम ही कम्स एंड मीट हर लाइक आफ्टर शी कम बैक फ्रॉम कॉलेज. He says he'll pick her, like he'll see her at the airport. He doesn't come there. He gets into his Almira and scares the shit out of her and has some sort of definition to say how this is romantic or something. She is stalked by somebody in the movie, which like police is involved. All of this is going on. She's in a swimming pool swimming. This guy has the balls to scare her by pulling her legs. Were you thinking, oh, this is Shah Rukh? Like in my head, I was like, my God, I didn't remember him being this, like whatever, like that's just whatever my brain. But he's scaring her, like, and I don't know, like I felt like a lot of it was just normalizing unokay behavior throughout.
I agree, and I think that is more a sign of the times. Like, because if you remember the first entry song of Juhi in the movie, right, when that tu haan kar na kar, she's smiling, she's laughing, like she's enjoying the attention because she thinks it's
Yeah.
coming from her lover. So it was for me, it was that distinction between matlab what is consensual versus what is like unwanted. Even like in the context of the time that it was made in, where that Chhedchhad sort of made for plotting and romance, which is not acceptable today. It should never have been, but that is what it was. That those were the 90s. Matlab those are all of Shah Rukh Khan's films, honestly, if we sit and consider. But yeah, I mean, I felt it was maybe a little bit more extreme because of the theme of the movie. Like, it was that psychological thriller slash horror sort of vibe, which is why maybe it went to the extreme of like pulling her leg underwater and everything. And it wanted to make the viewer afraid, like more than what Kiran was going through. Like, at the end of the day, it was a film, but why that might have gotten brushed under, like, just men being men or whatever, is because that was, that Chedchad was the sort of norm back then.
But Diksha, like what I felt when I was watching this movie this time, they don't really normalize talking, or like at no point in
No,
the
I'm
movie
not
you
saying they
feel they
normalize
are
stalking.
rewarding,
Yeah, I'm
or
not
like,
saying, but Sunny Deol was not her stalker. No, he was her boyfriend. So him doing it was okay. Shah Rukh Khan doing it was not okay. That distinction they made. I'm not saying that what Sunny Deol did was okay. I'm saying that in the context of the times and in the context of the film, they portrayed it in such a way that it was okay, which I didn't have a problem with because there was much more serious shit going down. And like I said, that border between consent and what is not wanted.
okay, so yeah, when did you watch it for 2 years? Sorry, I know we went into something else.
I actually watched it for the first time. This is like,
Oh.
मतलब बचपन में
Oh,
ऐसी मूवीज
really?
मुझे नहीं देखने अलाउड था, और मतलब मैंने
I
कभी
mean, बचपन
ऐसे
से होके अब हो गया यार 25-30 साल. It's been a
मैंने
while.
खुद से कभी, आई नेवर रियली वांटेड टू, बिकॉज पर्सनली आई एम नॉट रियली इन टू द जॉनर ऑफ वायलेंस अगेंस्ट वुमेन, इवन इफ इट इज फीचरिंग शाहरुख खान. विच इज वाई, इवन दो आई लाइक द मूवी, आई नेवर वॉच इट अगेन. आई एम ऑलरेडी सेइंग दिस अप फ्रंट. इट्स जस्ट लाइक फिनोमिनल परफॉर्मेंसेज अक्रॉस द बोर्ड फॉर श्योर, बट इट्स जस्ट वन ऑफ दोज मूवीज दैट आई, इट्स टू अनकम्फर्टेबल टू सिट थ्रू. I was constantly afraid. I was afraid for Kiran. I was afraid for Sunny Deol. I was even at times afraid for Shah Rukh Khan, because I was like, yeah, this guy is mentally ill. He needs help, and he's not gonna get it because nobody is able to even figure out. मतलब उसके अपने बाप को नहीं मालूम. मतलब he's not able to do anything. He's talking to his dead mother on the phone, and वो फिर भी कुछ नहीं कर रहा है. तो like I was very afraid throughout watching. One thing I felt, which I think Preeti touched upon in her short summary that she gave a few minutes ago, which is that she made an interesting point about how people started taking the stalker threat seriously when Sunny Deol's life was threatened. I didn't notice that, but now that she pointed it out, it's true. And it also, like, I will use that to segue into the fact ki I felt after a point, the movie decentered Kiran, and it became more about the ego clash between Rahul and Sunil. Like, it became this whole thing of ki how dare he try to do something to something that is mine. And then this guy was, and that was the sentiment with both of them. The only difference was ki Kiran wanted Sunil in her life; she didn't want Rahul in her life. And it just became that whole, I don't know, egotistical clash for me after a point, which I was very uncomfortable with, because like this girl is going through so much, matlab, aur usse zyada dhyan in dono pe diya ja raha hai ki, matlab, and that I think, although to Sunny Deol's character's credit, he never he does always put Kiran's needs and wants first. Like, he doesn't put himself in unnecessary risk. He doesn't put her in any unnecessary risk in order to catch this guy or anything of that sort. And he does kind of have, like, at least when he's not joking around or trying to scare her and all that crap, he does seem like a genuinely loving partner to Kiran. Yeah, I just felt like the movie decentered Kiran a little bit after a point.
Which is
But
like a
yeah.
very common theme in most movies, whether they be again about violence against women or not. This violence against women is generally used as a plot point, was used and still to an extent is used to as a plot point to further the character development of men. But considering there were other movies like Karan Arjun and all of that running around this time, Juhi Chawla still got a lot of still got a lot of center space in it.
Yeah, that
And
I one more thing which I noticed.
it wasn't completely about, say, Sunny Deol. It was a lot about Shah Rukh Khan. But like, the one thing that I do agree with you is ke Sunny Deol made it about himself in his a lot of times. Ke आई एम ऑफेंडेड दैट यू थिंक दैट आई एम नॉट एबल टू प्रोटेक्ट यू. दैट्स व्हाट इज फीलिंग बैड अबाउट. दैट शुड बी द लास्ट ऑफ हिज कंसर्न्स. इफ शी फील्स दैट, ठीक है, यू रिस्पेक्ट दैट बिकॉज शी इज टेरिफाइड राइट नाउ. तो दैट थीम केम अप क्वाइट अ बिट. दैट एंड दैट इज ऑल्सो सनी देओल्स कैरेक्टर इन ऑल मूवीज, दैट वेरी masculine, toxic masculine sort of a guy who has to protect his woman, and that's most male protagonist in the early 90s in any action movie. Okay, we have to protect our women and the women need protection.
So, you know, I want to agree and I want to also disagree at the same time. Like in the way that they really, like, I think the character of like Juhi was, like she played that character that you throughout the movie, you can believe that she is that woman who would want protection. Like if you think of other movies like where Sridevi or Madhuri Dixit have been used as a plot point of violence against women, they are shown to be like these strong women who would not take it. And like in Anjaam, we will probably talk about it in some months later, that she does kill
spoiler
her
alert.
perpetrator. Yeah, spoiler alert, but she kills the guy who makes her life miserable. But in this movie, at no point that is how you see Juhi's character. And that is probably why you, like, I felt I believed in her a lot more because it was played by Juhi, because she's playful, but she doesn't really give, like, even when the last climax scene is happening, Sunny Deol's, like, Sunil tells Kiran that, you know what, be at this boat. He knows this guy is dangerous as fuck. He has history of killing people. He has history of making her partners at this point, her wife's life, difficult as fuck. But he never tells her that, you know what, that is the reason that you need to get away. Maybe if he told her that, she would have been prepared by then. But that is not what they're trying to say. You're saying, even when she is in the ship, when he comes in, throughout the movie you see her as a swimmer and all that, मतलब वो कूद सकती थी ना उस जम उस से, लेकिन वो thought उसको, मतलब you don't even see कि उसको वो आएगा, and you don't even notice it because throughout the movie you see she is asking for being protected for, and that is probably what they were trying to get at, like as a different, like I probably think that is the difference between an Anjaam and a, what
yeah,
is this
but
movie,
you
sorry.
I've choosing an Anjaam, you're picking an anomaly. Most movies, I would say, if you take even now, yaar, I mean, if most action movies you take up, thoda different ho gaya khair, but most action movies, the woman really doesn't get to do much
Yeah,
except
I
for
agree. I guess
being the victim, right? And Anjaam is a very different movie. Sridevi was a bloody superstar, so she could dictate a few things. But apart from that, it was very rare for any action movie to have any woman have any sort of agency in the violence against her. She would always be protected.
I think
Mostly.
also,
I would say 90% of the times.
Yeah, I feel also they didn't really develop Kiran's character really well. They relied on Juhi Chawla's innate innocence to kind of portray that character needs protection or whatever. One thing also about Juhi's character in this film as compared to others that I felt she was really sexualized. Like, which is also in keeping with the theme of the film. But I don't think, like, just in the way she was dressing, she's not worn clothes like that in other films that I've seen her in. She hasn't, like, you know, had, for example, just that scene where she's lapping the pool up and down. Or, you know, where, like, she's in the barn and she's about to undress and all that. I don't think I've seen Juhi in films do stuff like that. So I felt like that was also adding, like, firstly, it was too, I mean, indicate the danger she's in, probably, specifically those scenes. And a lot of this is maybe inspired by Hollywood, right? Where typically when there is an act of violence about to happen, it will be when a woman is at her most vulnerable. But I was, that it was just an interesting fact that I noticed was key. I haven't seen Juhi sexualized like that on screen before. So
yeah, she did a whole strip dance here, which was like, which I didn't remember. And seeing that I saw it as a teenage kid, I should have remembered this. But I had no memory of that happening.
That is because Sunny Deol and Juhi Chawla have no chemistry whatsoever.
They have
sorry,
zero chemistry.
Man.
They have zero
like,
chemistry.
Is,
Yeah.
I think
I really don't want to say this, बट लाइक शाहरुख एंड मोर केमिस्ट्री में जूही इस मूवी
did. And you
दैट्स
can't
ऑफ कोर्स
take that away
यू नो
from
के
him, yeah. You can't take that away from, like, I want to say that, like, because I didn't get
बट
to
ऑल्सो
say
लाइक
when
वी
did
नाउ
I.
सी शाहरुख एंड जी बिकॉज देर एन अमेजिंग प्ले टुगेदर लाइक वॉट एवर कैरेक्टर दे आर प्लेइंग दे रियली जेल देर कैरेक्टर सॉर्ट ऑफ रियली सॉर्ट ऑफ स्पार्क इट आउट वेदर इट्स नेगेटिव स्पार्क्स और पॉजिटिव स्पार्क्स इट यू सी द मूवी वर्क व्हेन
राहुल
दे आर
को
ऑन
भी यही
स्क्रीन
लगता था.
टुगेदर राहुल
हाँ,
को भी
लाइक
लगता
पर पता
था
है डिजी,
ओके
इफ यू
लेट्स टॉक अबाउट
नोटिस,
राहुल अ लिटिल बिट डूड लाइक लेट्स टॉक अबाउट शाहरुख वी हैव टॉक्ड आई दिस इज
यस,
डर राइट दिस इज डर दिस डर इज एन फकिंग आइकॉनिक मूवी इन माय आईज इट्स अप देयर विद बाजीगर
फॉर
बिकॉज़
मी एग्जैक्ट,
या
आई
इट
एग्री.
इज ही शाहरुख हैज डन सच अ गुड आई थिंक हीज डन अ बेटर जॉब देन बाजीगर बाजीगर मींस अ lot of physical acting doing absolutely crazy shouting that passion that he needs to show right
Acting,
the
yes.
aggression
Film, no. I would say for me, there is a good couple of notches below. Like,
Oh,
it's
man,
just
I
not
think
the kind
it's
of
as good as
story that I
Bazigar.
want to watch. And compared to
Huh.
Bazigar, I
Okay,
felt
that's
like
true.
there were a lot of gaps in the screenplay and the story that, as in just objectively looking at the film, like what Preeti said, right?
Yeah.
Like, why are they just all happy all the time when they, I mean, they've just gone through something super traumatic. Like, express it a little. Yeah, and compared with Bazigar, I don't think it holds up at all. Acting wise, 100%. Like, Shahrukh was in a
Yeah.
whole other zone throughout this film. Like, he was so scary. Like, I was terrified. I was like, I need to watch K3G after this to remember that, like, he's kind of.
Is that Rahul? Is
Yeah.
that Rahul that we know? Rahul Mehra? No, we don't want to know.
We should have done Yes Boss after this.
Oh,
Genuinely.
yeah. Yes, Boss would have been a really good movie to do after this. Just to like see Rahul, like Shahrukh and Juhi in that role.
Yeah.
It's not just.
But
But.
like, for me, his entry, like the actual entry of Rahul Mehra on a terrace of his
Yeah.
building, wearing heeled shoes, doing she loves me not, etc. And it is so powerful. Like, even when, how I felt was ki, even in the few minutes in the movie, you don't really see him, you feel him. And after that, every time he's on screen, he is very scary. But you, like, for me, I don't say it because I'm a Shah Rukh Khan fan, but I'm saying is as an objective viewer, I couldn't take my eyes off. Like, it wasn't like, oh my God, this is so intense, I want to now shut my TV off. I don't know if this, like, maybe it will not happen today. Maybe Shah Rukh does play that something, some charm to it. But the way he acted, those close-ups where he like, even the whole talking to himself, talking to her photo, his own, like, his room, for
You're
me,
talking to
all
his
those
mom.
colors and
Fuck, that was so scary.
yeah.
Especially the last
And
boat वाला सीन where he's like, हम आपका आशीर्वाद लेने आ रहे हैं. I was like, fuck, this guy is insane. Like, he is going to kill
you
both
know
of
what?
them.
And जो सीन है ना, आई डोंट नो इफ यू नोटिस इट, बिकॉज दिस इज, आई वॉच्ड इट रिसेंटली, लाइक लास्ट ईयर, सो आई वाज लाइक नोटिसिंग इट दिस टाइम फ्रॉम अनदर लेंस. बट जो उसका फर्स्ट सीन है जिसमें उसका फादर दिलीप ताहिर कम्स एंड सी, तुम लाइक किससे बात करे थे वाला, सो हिज फोन इज नॉट अटैच टू अ वायर. वो
Yeah.
टाज, मतलब इट इज अनहिंज्ड, सो इट्स नॉट लाइक कि वो एक्चुअली सोचता है कि वो अपनी मम्मी से बात कर रहा है. ही इज प्ले एक्टिंग इट, सो दैट इज माई understanding of his illness, that it's not like he really thinks he's talking to her mother. He's just wanting an outlet because वो तार कहीं लगी नहीं हुई है उस मूवमेंट पर, एटलीस्ट इन दोस मल्टीपल उन दोस फ्यू सीन्स जब वो शिप में होते हैं तो भी वो फोन कहीं लग भी रहा होता है. सो एंड टू जस्ट पुल इट विद दैट कन्विक्शन, एंड लाइक फॉर मी इट वाज जस्ट लाइक आई जस्ट कुडंट नॉट सी हिम, इवन व्हेन ही वाज स्कैरी. एंड एस्पेशली कि वो जूही से एक्चुअली में He meets her at a 2 hour 14 minutes mark in the movie. I noted it down because I was very curious to know कि वो कब मिलता है उससे. Because the whole movie, like apart from the back kiss and everything, जब उसको हैप्पी बर्थडे बोलता है एंड एवरीथिंग, द फर्स्ट टाइम दे एक्चुअली डू कम फेस टू फेस इज 2 hours into the movie. But you believe that they've been, I don't know, shared screen or whatever throughout the movie. That is the kind of presence he made in the movie. So for me, it was like, yeah, I just couldn't not take my eyes off. It was just, from an active point of view. The way Yashraj captures screen also, like it's beautiful. That is my monologue on how amazing Shah Rukh was as a psychopath.
He was, yeah. Like, he's. I mean, I still think he should do another movie, like, at this stage of his career, where he plays an equally unhinged guy. Like, he should not be like Jawan, ke nahin, nahin, thoda bad guy hai, but actually, main nahin hai. Nahin, nahin, absolutely not. Be like an absolute asshole. Like, be like Amitabh Bachchan in Aankhe. Like,
No,
he's the star of
do
the
like
movie, but
a
he's also bad.
Steve Carell movie remake, like an adult rom-com, like two middle-aged parents against him and Taboo. They do like a game night or a date night sort of a film where, like, it's all cutesy comedy stuff. A lot of shenanigans happening in the background. Fun movie, come on. Fun romance, rom-com, let's do it.
Have one more small thing, okay? Please, can I say? Please,
नहीं,
please,
बिल्कुल
whenever
नहीं.
I've been
How
speaking.
dare you? How dare you speak on your own
No, but
podcast?
I will allow it if it is about Shahrukh and not bashing Sunny Deol. If it's bashing Sunny Deol, then sorry, no, I'm genuinely not
हाँ,
allowing it.
मतलब
कभी और बता
we
देना.
talk too much about people like Salman Khan and Sonu Sood on a Shah Rukh Khan podcast, okay? No. Okay.
Yeah,
Yes. It's not. Yes. So what I was going to say that I was going to say about the movie in general, how they used to have Meri Kiran throughout the movie
dude.
as the
yeah.
anchor of the movie. It's fast paced, and then there are moments where there is only music, and then there is like Shah Rukh is given only in entirety of FaceTime songs, 1.5 songs. So one is the Tu Mere Saamne, Main Tere Saamne, and there is this one bit of Kiran, like Tu Kisi Aur Ki Ho Na Jana, when he's wearing that black shirt
Yeah.
and he carves his name. Those are the like at that time where having song space was all it took to be stars. And that is why probably we don't remember the other songs because Sunny Deol was not too great in it. But anyway, not to go
Again, back
back to there. Yes.
to
So, but yes, this whole using it as a theme and then as a, like the movie starts with Tu Meri Kiran and then it actually ends on Tu Meri Kiran where Sunny Deol finds out that he is this guy who has been stalking her and he plays the song on harmonica and he is following his own song. And then this whole jungle me, he has this laugh, Shah Rukh has this laugh, this maniac laugh where
maniacal love,
he knows
yeah.
he's kind of, he knows it's the end of it now. And it is done, it's so picturesque, like beauty, I don't know, of just using one anchor music throughout. I just found them using it like in that manner really amazing. I don't think I've seen it happen in that manner as much to go from positive to scary to the actual death of him when she says ki maar dalo isko, and that is when actually Shah Rukh gives it up ki he wants me dead and now I don't want to fight it out now. So I think I want like
Actually,
this
in
whole.
that moment, I realized when she says, "Isko maar do," he has such shock on his face. It's almost like he's still under, like, still what? He's under delusion. He's that deluded. He thinks that they're actually meant to be each other, and that at some level, Juhi should realize that because he loves her so much. Why is she not realizing that? And when she tells Sunny Deol ki nahin, kill him, maar do. Like, genuinely, you see shock and heartbreak over his this psychotic guy's face. Ki, yaar, ye kaise ho gaya? I've dedicated my life to her and she still wants me dead. And which was like that flash of scene was done really well, I felt.
Yeah,
That whole
beautifully done.
entitlement of,
Yeah.
मुझे अच्छी लगती है तो उसको भी मैं अच्छा लगता लाइक लगना चाहिए, एज इन
Yeah.
एनीथिंग आई फील शुड बी रेसिप्रोकेटेड, व्हिच इज आई थिंक गुड इनसाइट, एंड लाइक आल्सो ऑब्वियसली द साइकोटिक एंगल्स, बट गुड इनसाइट इनटू द माइंड ऑफ अ स्टॉकर. आई थॉट इट वाज रियली वेल रिप्रेजेंटेड. लाइक
Yeah.
आई फेल्ट शाहरुख कैरेक्टर वाज डेफिनेटली द बेस्ट डेवलप्ड. I mean, you hated him. You were afraid of him. You were like, you were worried for the other characters because of him, not because of anything they did. Because his performance was just so insane, incredible.
दिस इज लाइक ही हैज अ स्टैमर राइट, एंड लाइक आई एम श्योर मोस्ट पीपल ऑलरेडी नो दिस, द स्टैमर एट किरण वाज शाहरुख आइडिया, दैट वी शुड ओनली हैव हिम स्टैमर एट किरण, नोवेयर एल्स ही शुड नॉट बी स्टैमिंग, बट द ऑब्सेशन इज टू दैट लेवल दैट ही कांट इवन से द वर्ड प्रॉपरली विदाउट लाइक सेइंग किरण,
And it's like
राइट?
iconic now.
Yeah, it's iconic. And in that time, if you see any movie where a person stammers, it's always fun and games. They're always making fun of the person, right? Khakla. And it's always carry something to be someone not to be taken lightly and someone to be taken lightly. But Shah Rukh, the moment he stammers, you know shit is serious. Like the moment he says, I love you, Kiran, like Juhi Chawla, like loses her shit. She gets so scared. And that's very intimidating. And I'm just about to say something very politically incorrect, but okay, fine. So,
Go.
as a kid, and not as a kid, like till very late into my adult life, even now a little bit, like I used to stammer quite a bit. Like at some point, I was unable to even like put a sentence together or start a sentence together. It was very, very difficult at that point. So at that point, when I see this guy say stammering and people getting really scared of him, I felt like, hey, this is cool, yeah. If someone is scared of a stammering person,
Wow,
I mean,
Diggy
I
said
was
he's gonna
like,
say something politically incorrect and he went on to narrate
yeah.
like the cutest story from his
Huh?
childhood. Just like,
I
oh.
mean, yeah, but like, I found the stammering guy quite,
Isme
because I found this talker like sort of a person, like, okay, if he can be intimidating at some point, maybe in my life I can be intimidating, right? Because I also stammer.
Too cute. Too cute.
Yeah.
For me,
Yeah, dude.
it is this whole that he is so conscious of this whole like name, that every time you ask, like even the friend when he asks, he kya naam tha teri us bandi ka jiske liye tu pagal tha, and that is when, so in the movie he does say Kiran sometimes without stammering. So this is something which is interesting, and I want to go back to the movie again only to find out ki wo kahan Kiran bolta hai, kahan wo matlab किरण बोलता है, बिकॉज देर आर मल्टीपल पॉइंट्स वेयर मे बी वो नहीं ऐसे, मतलब ही डजंट स्टैमर, बट ही स्टैमर्स ऑन दोज पॉइंट्स वेयर ही इज सो कॉन्शियस इट हैज टू टेक योर नेम, एंड एस्पेशली व्हेन ही इज सेइंग आई लव यू.
I
सो
think he would
लाइक
not be stammering when he's angry. Like when there's a lot of passion, when he shouts her name or something like that. I think I
नो
remember those scenes. Cool. I mean, we can say about Shah Rukh, but we've been doing that for quite a while now. But let's
I would like
we
to
can
change the
choose
segment for
scenes.
today to moments that you were most afraid of Shah Rukh, because
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. That's a credit to Shah Rukh himself. All right. He did that good a job. Okay, Diksha, why don't you go first? You obviously were most scared.
I think when he shows up on her birthday, for sure, like पीछे से वो लाइट्स ऑफ करके आता है, उसकी आंख बंद करके ऐसे ही किसेस और, ओह फक, दैट वाज फ्राइटनिंग. एंड आल्सो आई वाज सो एंग्री सीइंग दैट, कि मतलब हाउ कुड ही डू दैट, लाइक फक. एंड आल्सो द होली सीन, आई थिंक, वेर वो मतलब ढोल बजाते बजाते आता है, एंड देन ही जस्ट टेक्स द कलर एंड रब्स इट ऑन हर फेस, एंड शी स्क्रीम्स, एंड आई वाज लाइक फक. एंड दिस दैट एक्चुअली द चेस सीक्वेंस दैट फॉलोड वाज सो एंग्जाइटी इंड्यूसिंग, लाइक दे जस्ट रनिंग एंड रनिंग एंड रनिंग, एंड ही कम्स सो क्लोज टू गेटिंग हिम, लाइक एवरी टाइम आई एम लाइक यार देख ली शक्ल देख ली, एंड देन ही जस्ट गेट्स हिट बाय द कार, एंड आई वाज लाइक फक. दैट वाज
That's
गेट्स
not
हिट
when
बाय
he
द
hit by the
कार,
car. हाँ, obviously previous
कुछ
word
तो वहां पे हुआ था,
corrected.
जो भी हुआ था, वेरी गेट्स
वो
अवे.
जुहू बीच में जाते हैं और वो उसको एज राहुल
हाँ,
बोलता है
सॉरी
कि
सॉरी
अरे
सॉरी,
हैंडसम
द चेस सीन
यार,
वाज व्हेन ही शॉट द
get
विंडो.
shot at है.
या माय बैड. वो जुहू बीच वाला
या
तो ही जस्ट कम्स बैक एंड ही इज लाइक अरे कैसे हो, यहाँ कैसे हो, लाइक
आई हैड लाइक टू स्टोरीज, बिकॉज I have been reading up about it a lot in the time that we had. First thing is in the whole scene that Rahul Ganguly is actually the first scene that they shot for Dar. And before, because it was difficult casting for the character Rahul Mehra, people were not, like even Yash ji and everybody were not really very confident if he would be able to play the psychotic character that he is, but he plays the role with such conviction and all of that. And then that is when they were sure that this movie is going to be a super
Yeah,
hit. And for me, the chase scenes were so beautifully done. Both the chase scenes were beautifully done. And I loved the fact that the second chase scene, where they come out of the jewelry shop and the shooting happens, the whole chase scene is actually on a tabla crescendo. Like, you are so invested in it. Also, because there is no music background going, there is this tabla going like maddening to upper level where he just gets into the like. Maybe I'm a bad person, but you know, I really wanted Sunny Deol to get free under this car. Like every time he was coming close to her, as a woman, I was like, "Ki Shahrukh Khan ko jail mein daalo." But as a viewer in the movie, I was like, "Kya nahi pakda nahi jaye, please." Like there was this conflict that was arising for me a lot throughout
That's
the movie.
very like very interesting actually, because that's the exact sentiment that was displayed by the audience during that time. When Sunny Deol is unable to catch Shah Rukh, people cheered and clapped. Yeah, Sunny, and that is what pissed off Sunny Deol so much that he didn't work with Yashraj for like the next, I don't know, 2 decades.
He hasn't worked अभी तक ना
अपनी
यार
फिल्म में
शाहरुख एंड
वो
सनी
हीरो बन के जीरो रह गया.
या
यादगी गो हेड योर फेवरेट स्कैरी मोमेंट्स
भाई लिफ्ट सीन यार, आई मीन दैट स्केयर्ड द शिट आउट ऑफ मी. उसके पीछे खड़ा है, ही लिफ्ट्स हर दुपट्टा अप एंड जस्ट
गॉड दैट
स्निफिंग
वाज
इट,
सो
एंड इट्स ऑलमोस्ट एज अ शाहरुख, आर यू एक्चुअली एंजॉयिंग दिस ब्रो, लाइक व्हाट्स गोइंग ऑन. मतलब आई वाज सो कन्विंसिंग, आई वाज लाइक दैट हैड मी वेरी स्केयर्ड. एंड फाइनल सीन व्हेन ही इज कंप्लीटली अनहिंज्ड, व्हेन ही इज कंप्लीटली लॉस्ट इट, यू नो डाउन टू द डेप्थ्स ऑफ मैडनेस, एंड इन देन ही इज टेलिंग सॉर्ट ऑफ इस चलेंगे कि अरे उसने अपने को अंदर क्यों लॉक कर दिया, शर्मा गई होगी, शर्मा गई होगी, थोड़ा सा गुस्सा है, कुछ नहीं होता, तैयार हो गया. कैसे कर रहा है यार, तुझे समझ नहीं आ रहा क्या हो रहा है, लाइक यू इन योर वर्ल्ड थिंग्स आर ऑल रोजी एंड डैंडी. तो ऑल दोस बोथ द सीन्स लाइक ही डिड सो कन्विंसिंगली वेल, कि आई फेल्ट कि ये आदमी मुझे अपने आसपास भी नहीं चाहिए 200 मीटर के रेडियस में. क्यों क्रेजी.
Before we get into ratings and then the quiz and everything,
अरे मेरा सिंप मोमेंट कहाँ है? कब
तूने बोला तो सही.
अभी तो बोला तूने दो
बोला?
से मोमेंट बोले तूने
क्या बोला मैंने?
दीदी.
कुछ भी
अच्छा
नहीं.
ठीक
हेलो
है
सर,
बोल दे. अभी तो दो कहानी
क्या
सुनाई
बोला
तूने,
मैंने?
यू वर लाइक आई हैव टू सिम स्टोरीज, यू क्या
नो, आई
बोल
सेड
रही तू
टू
प्रीति.
स्टोरीज फ्रॉम, एक सेकेंड, आई सेड टू स्टोरीज फ्रॉम योर सिम. आई डिडंट टॉक अबाउट माय सिम
ओह यू गिव
मोमेंट.
कमेंट्री ऑन माय सिम मोमेंट्स, सो सॉरी,
या
प्लीज कंटिन्यू, बताओ तुम्हारे सिम मोमेंट्स
ओह
क्या थे.
गॉड.
मेरा लाइक व्हेन आई वाज वेरी वेरी स्केर्ड ऑफ हिम, राइट? वन इज व्हेन ही इज इन हिज रूम एंड टॉकिंग टू जूही'स फोटो ऑन अ प्रोजेक्टर एंड पुटिंग लिपस्टिक ऑन हर एंड एवरीथिंग. इट वाज रियली लाइक, फॉर मी इट वाज लाइक कि हाँ भाई, ये बहुत ही लाइक, उसको प्यार तो बहुत है लेकिन काफी साइकोटिक है ये आदमी. सो आई वाज स्कैर्ड एंड लाइक, एंड देन व्हेन ही नोज कि उसकी शादी हो गई है एंड देन ही गोज इनटू दिस तो किसी और की होना जाना, द टाइम ही गेट्स टू सिंग एंड लाइक ही कार्व्स हिज लाइक हर नेम ऑन हिज चेस्ट. आई फाउंड इट डैम गेट्स टू सिंग एंड लाइक ही कार्व्स हिज लाइक हर नेम ऑन हिज चेस्ट. Found it damn scary. I find it damn scary also because उसके बाद बहुत लोगों ने रियली रियलिटी में भी ये करने की कोशिश करी. पीपल स्टार्टेड राइटिंग लेटर्स इन ब्लड एंड एवरीथिंग. एंड आई गेस लाइक आई कनेक्टेड विद दैट, ऑल्दो एट नो पॉइंट आई फेल्ट कि दे वर ट्राइंग टू रिवॉर्ड हिम डूइंग दैट, बीइंग दैट पर्सन, एंड एट द सेम टाइम इट्स रियली स्कैरी. And another scene that he is not really there is this, I think it's after the birthday scene where he calls her कि मैंने तुम्हें बोला था कि इसको छोड़ दो, तुमने नहीं छोड़ा, something something, and then they find out कि वो घर से ही फोन किया था. and after that the phone starts ringing 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 and in the silences you just feel that he's there even though he's not in the scene. so for me like those were my favorite. Like I was scared in the phone scenes for sure. So those were my favorite moments of the movie.
आई थिंक
And another one, sorry.
एक कमेंट बिफोर दैट कि वन थिंग विच आई विल नॉट अग्री इज दैट एनीथिंग दैट शाहरुख फेल्ट वाज लव. आई डोंट थिंक इट डिजर्व्स दैट नेम. आई थिंक इट्स एन ऑब्सेशन एंड इट शुड बी ट्रीटेड
Yeah,
एज
he was
सच.
obsessed with her.
वो
He was
कहीं से
obsessed
भी
with her.
प्यार नहीं था, मतलब दैट पर्सन डज नॉट नो लव. ही डज नॉट नो हाउ टू लव. ही डज नॉट नो द मीनिंग ऑफ लव. एंड आई जस्ट वॉन्ट टू मेक दैट लाइक दैट रियली रियली क्लियर. लाइक एज इन आई डोंट नो डूड, आई वॉज वेरी डिस्टर्ब बाय दिस फिल्म. इट्स नॉट समथिंग आई वॉन्ट री वॉच एनी टाइम सून. एंड डिस्टर्ब इन द सेंस की श्योर ग्रेट मूवी, आइकॉनिक मूवी, बट लाइक यू टॉक्ट अबाउट द कल्चरल इम्पैक्ट इट हैड, राइट? दैट्स नॉट अ गुड इम्पैक्ट. लाइक दैट्स नॉट समथिंग दैट वी एज अ नेशन शुड बी प्राउड ऑफ. या आई थिंक
Yeah, not at all. And that is I feel like that it's also sad that people took away that it as a glorification.
yeah,
Even
it's, I mean, it was
though
definitely a negative role. Like, there's no ambiguity about it. It's not like
yeah.
an animal, right? But agree. I mean, the fact that people took it away as glorification is quite sad. And I mean, it's a testament to Shah Rukh's acting, I guess, ki itna achha kiya ki matlab digi jaise log bhi dekho bolne laga ki main bhi intimidating बन
के
सकता हूँ.
वार्ड में बन सकता हूँ थोड़ा सा.
हाँ तो बिफोर वी गो इन टू द क्विज आई हैड वन थिंग विच आई सेड इन द बिगिनिंग अबाउट व्हाई डू आई फील दैट ही इज इंट्रोवर्ट. अब आई बिलीव इट फ्रॉम दैट नॉट आई डोंट आई एम नॉट सेइंग आई बिलीव लाइक इन दिस वे दैट ही इज डिल्यूजनल टू अनदर लेवल एंड दैट इन सम वेज इन रियालिटी इन फ्रंट ऑफ लाइक ही हैज नो सेल्फ एस्टीम टू नो दैट शी विल इवन रिमेम्बर मी. सो इन द फर्स्ट टाइम व्हेन शाहरुख इज टेलिंग कि तुमको पता भी नहीं होगा मैं कॉलेज में था, तुम्हारे साथ पढ़ा था, हम बैच में थे. सो ही सेज ऑल ऑफ दिस एंड देन देयर इज दिस होल सीन व्हेन जब उसका फादर डॉक्टर के किसी भी रैंडम डॉक्टर के पास जाता है ताकि हमें पता चले कि उसकी माँ के मरे हुए 8-18 साल हो चुके हैं, समथिंग समथिंग. सो हिज फादर हैज नेवर लाइक इन मोर देज आर नॉट स्पोकन टू हिम. He doesn't like when the doctor asks him that do you think he blames you for her death? And he says, I don't know, I've never spoken to him about it. And this whole thing that he has only one friend, like one friend which is multiple times shown in the movie. And when he actually when Juhi meets him for the first time in Switzerland, she instantly remembers him, and she has like she remembers him in a way is not like he's not a nobody in her eyes, and she remembers him very fondly. कि उसके अंदर इतना सेल्फ उसको लगता था कि वो उसे जानती नहीं है, उसकी उसकी लाइफ में वो एग्जिस्ट ही नहीं करता है. ऑल दैट मे बी इट इज मोर डिल्यूजन. आई कैन करेक्ट माई सेल्फ राइट नाउ देन इंट्रोस्पेक्ट इन इंट्रोवर्टनेस. बट उसका जो रूम है जिस तरीके से उसने रखा हुआ है and everything I don't like like a lot of it gives me that whole vibe of him not speaking to anybody and everything and just being in his world and in the delusion of it. So that is one of the reason I think that like अगर उसको इतना low self esteem नहीं होता और सब कोई कुछ नहीं होता तो maybe he would have reached out to her in college and maybe she would have said no and उसको पहले ही पता चल जाता कि she doesn't love her or whatever definition of
I don't
obsession
think
he
so.
has.
I feel like,
I disagree. I think he's
yeah,
just mentally ill, a psychopath.
exactly.
It just all of this would happen way earlier agar he had he reached out and she said no. Like, it would have just been a shit show in the beginning. But yeah, introvert
Maybe,
maybe,
but like
yeah, but like he's a
one
psychopath. There's really
glance
no
of
redeeming
shyness on
factor.
his face is not enough for me to forget about everything
Discount
else that he
everything else.
pulled in the movie, like all the heinous
No.
acts of crime that he's committed against her. Like, and I don't think anything would have triggered him to get worse after college, right? Like, he was always that way. Again, just my opinion.
Yeah, not justifying psychopath behavior at all. Oh, extroverts can be psychopaths, introverts can be psychopaths. If somebody is delusional in their own world, क्या वो एनी जो भी INFP टेस्ट जो होता है, क्या होता है वो, जो भी दैट
Do we want to jump to now rating reviews?
डजंट
Yeah, I'll go 5. I'll watch it again. I mean, it's very easy. It's a damn good movie. I will watch it again at some point for sure.
yeah,
It's
for
very
me, I think
uncomfortable
like
to watch, but yeah.
3.5, and I'll probably not watch
You
it
can't
again.
give Dar 3.5 here. 4 at least. Come on.
I no, I
No,
mean, I it had too many
3.5.
things in it that made me really uncomfortable. Shahrukh
Yeah.
performance, 10/10, 100/100.
But as a movie, that's
As a
supposed to make you
movie,
uncomfortable.
yeah.
That's supposed to make you uncomfortable. It still it does its job really
Ratings are not objective. Ratings are subject to my feelings and my emotions that I experience through the film. And it's not that, I mean,
yeah,
Fan
I
made me
get
uncomfortable, but Fan was a brilliant movie. Like, I genuinely, when I gave it a 4, 4.5, whatever rating I gave it, I mean it and I stand by it. Like, that is a movie I will watch again. This is not, like, it was just too unsettling. For me, so yeah,
Yeah.
and I don't think I'd have watched it if it was anyone other than Shah Rukh Khan.
I mean, I should watch it even if it wasn't Shah Rukh, because it's a good movie in my eyes, but it's very difficult to imagine anybody else pulling off that role. Although I think a few other people could have done it, so I think I'll watch it even if it isn't Shah Rukh.
Okay, I will give it a 4.5, -0.5 for all
Saindol.
the song given to Sunny Deol. Yes, he has no expressions. I don't know, I just didn't like the way he was, like his character was written well. I think it was a lack of performance. Anybody else in that role would have probably pulled it up way not like 2 notches higher, for sure. And will I watch it if it was done by anybody else from Shahrukh? I don't think I would be as captivated by an anti-hero, or no, he's not an anti-hero, he's a villain. I would not, like, I would turn off my movie. मेरे को नहीं देखना है. Maybe it's like something about like the way he represents it. Yeah, but I wouldn't have done it. Like, I would not do it if anybody else did it. So yeah, I'm sure about it. Are you ready for the quiz? Are you ready for the quiz? Are you ready for the quiz?
Next up, Preeti has prepared a quiz and she has very
Very
big shoes to fill.
small quiz, okay?
अच्छा,
यार वेरी,
ठीक
मैं वैसे वो ऐसे मैंने सोचा था, ठीक है, मैंने कैटेगरीज भी बनाई हुई है, लेकिन फिर मेरे वैसे मैं क्योंकि एक तो बहुत एफर्ट लग रहा था, ऐसे इतनी मैं क्विज मास्टर हुई नहीं, सो आई विल जस्ट आस्क क्वेश्चंस व्हिच आर ऑब्जर्वेशनल इन नेचर एंड एक्सेट्रा अबाउट द मूवी.
That's fine. That's
ओके, आर
fine.
यू
Go
गाइस
ahead.
रेडी? यप.
Yes. Tell us the
या
rules
सो
first.
अगेन same rules, I will read out the question and you can buzz with your names and let me finish the question, okay? And I will tell
Yeah.
if there are part points to all the questions. Might have in most of the questions today though,
Okay. Good.
so just as a okay. So first question, there are multiple references, not references, there are songs from other YRF universe that are played in the movie, either by music or or the song is played in the background something. What are those songs and which movie are they from? So
Diksha,
1 point for,
clarification question. Do
yeah.
you get part points if I know only one?
Yeah, you'll get part points.
Cool.
So go ahead, Diksha. You have to give the song and the movie both.
Yeah, the Rang Barse from Silsila.
Yeah.
That's the one I remember. There was one more. I remember it being there, but I don't remember like which song it was
When
or
do they
whatever.
play Rang Barse? Do you remember?
होली के टाइम पे, या पता नहीं, याद नहीं है, आई गेस
या
होली के
टुवर्ड्स
टाइम
द
पे
एंड
रहा
पार्ट ऑफ द
होगा.
होली. या
ओके, सो आई विल
मैंने
सी
नोटिस
नाउ
किया था यार, गिव
टेल.
मी अ मिनट, आई बी ट्राई टू रिमेम्बर.
यस श्योर.
चांदनी,
या
आई विच सॉन्ग वाज इन मेरे हाथों में, नौ नौ चूड़ियां. और वाज इट
यस
या
मेरे
ओके
मेरे हाथों में 18 चूड़ियां हैं एक्चुअली।
नहीं, वो नौ नौ चूड़ियां प्ले होता है वैसे. वेयर डिड द प्ले,
देव
डू यू
होता है।
रिमेम्बर इट? वेयर डिड द
अभी
प्ले इट?
याद नहीं आ रहा है वेयर इट, ओ द इन द संगीत, नो 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 नो, इट वाज नॉट इन द
नो,
संगीत,
नॉट
अभी
इन द
याद, आई कांट
संगीत.
रिमेम्बर वेयर इट वाज प्लेड, बट आई रिमेम्बर
ठीक
इट वाज प्लेड।
है, सो आई विल गिव यू वन मोर हिंट दैट द अदर सॉन्ग इज ऑल्सो फ्रॉम चांदनी.
वाज इट
चांदनी
चांदनी
हैज टू
ओनली, लाइक
सॉन्ग.
चांदनी टाइटल ट्रैक?
या हेड टू द प्ले इट.
अरे आई कांट रिमेम्बर वेयर इट वॉज प्लेड बट।
ठीक है, कोई बात नहीं. यू गेव सो आई विल, बिकॉज़ आई गिव यू अ हिंट, सो आई विल गिव यू 2.5.
आई टेक
ठीक
इट।
है, ठीक
वेयर डिड दे प्ले?
है.
मेरे हाथों में नौ नौ चूड़िया, जस्ट
सो
माइंड में।
सो चांदनी टाइटल ट्रैक इज प्लेड एट द एयरपोर्ट वेयर दे आर गोइंग फॉर देयर हनीमून एंड दे आर टॉकिंग टू ईच अदर. रंगबर से इज प्लेड इन द होली सॉन्ग दैट द वर्जन वो अंग से अंग लगाना में एंड में एंड ड्यूरिंग द चेज व्हेन दे आर गोइंग. तो जो भीड़ होती है वो उस गाने पे नाच रही होती है और प्लेइंग द होली. एंड नौ नौ चूड़िया इज प्लेड ड्यूरिंग व्हेन दे आर इन द शॉप बाइंग ज्वेलरी एंड रिंग फॉर ईच अदर.
हाँ ओके जीरो।
ओके सो दिगी, नेक्स्ट नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन. आई विल गिव यू टू टेक अ डिग एट इट फर्स्ट बिकॉज़ यू ऑलरेडी काइंड ऑफ गेस्ट माय क्वेश्चन. सो देयर आर रेफरेंसेस टू इंग्लिश म्यूजिक इन द
या
मूवी ईदर बाय म्यूजिक और सॉन्ग्स. कैन यू गिव मी दोस?
टॉप गन। ये बिकॉज आई नोटिस ऑल दीज सॉन्ग्स, आई मेड नोट्स, आई गूगल्ड इट। यू कैन लीव योर हार्ट ऑन इज अ स्ट्रिप्टीज सॉन्ग। देन ऊप्स अप करके एक और होता है, एंड देखिए
उपसप इज द स्ट्रॉन्ग.
हाउ डिड यू मेक नोट ऑफ ऑल ऑफ दीज एंड नॉट द यशराज वंस? लाइक आई मीन आई
अरे बिकॉज
रिकॉग्नाइज द
बिकॉज
यशराज वंस, दैट्स व्हाई आई वाज लाइक ओ सो कूल देयर यूजिंग वायर इफ म्यूजिक इन वायर इफ मूवी
सी आई टेल यू
लाइक.
व्हाई, आई टेल यू व्हाई, बिकॉज टॉप गन आई कैन रिकॉग्नाइज एनीवेयर। आई हैव हर्ड दैट सॉन्ग सो मेनी टाइम्स, एंड द मोमेंट आई हर्ड इट आई लाइक फकिंग इट द टॉप गन है। देन इट वाज अ स्ट्रिप्टी सॉन्ग, वी वर प्लेइंग अ मूवी बिहाइंड एंड ही वाज फर्स्ट लुकिंग एट द सीन सो इंटेंटली, आई थिंक कि दिस हैज टू बी सम सॉर्ट ऑफ अ रेफरेंस टू सम सॉर्ट ऑफ अ मूवी, आई डोंट नो। सो देन आई स्टार्टेड लुकिंग एट इट एंड दैट वाज इट, एंड राइट
सेम
हियर
ब्रेन
वेटिंग,
दिगी, सेम
एंड
दिगी.
आई थिंक राइट हेयर वेटिंग फॉर यू, आई थिंक ऐसे गाना था।
या राइट है वेटिंग यू इज एक्चुअली प्लेड व्हेन दे आर डांसिंग लाइक टुगेदर. शाहरुख एंड जूही आर डांसिंग टुगेदर एंड दैट इज द इंग्लिश सॉन्ग दे प्लेड व्हिच वाज काइंड ऑफ अ नाइस टच टू इट दो. ओके, कमिंग बैक टू
कूल।
बजर्स.
डू आई गेट 3 points?
यस, यू गेट 3 points.
Okay.
So Diggy is now at 3 and Diksha is at 2.5.
I'll
Okay,
take it.
Damn,
Yeah,
I thought I took such a good lead in the beginning only. Sab khatam ho gaya.
okay, so next question is, the movie starts with a God's voice like telling you something ki ye kahani hai kiski. So there are three things that they say. What are those? Like, what is the dialogue?
Diksha,
Can you tell me the dialogue
again,
with the
Diksha
answer?
said,
Do I get part points?
yeah, there are three basics like they talk about. So what are
Okay.
those? You don't even have to give me the dialogue.
Pyar and Dar were two of them. I don't remember the third one.
Can I say? I might know.
Okay, go ahead, Diggy.
Is it Junoon?
यस इट्स जुनून.
Yeah. I remember that एक
तो
जुनून बन जाता
हाँ, तो प्यार
है।
जब जुनून बन जाए फिर उसके बाद जब वो और हद से गुजर जाए तो वो एक डर बन जाता है.
डर,
सो द गॉड इज टेलिंग यू दैट दिस इज
प्यार एंड जुनून,
इट्स
आई
नॉट
रिमेम्बर इट।
प्योर, इट्स नॉट प्यार, इट्स जुनून एंड देन इट्स डर. इट्स दे टेलिंग इट इन द बिगिनिंग. ओके, सो फॉर दिस डी गेट्स 1 point एंड दीक्षा गेट्स 2. सो
ठीक है,
वी आर एट what,
4.5 एंड
1.5?
4।
okay, please keep the maths. okay.
हाँ
तो जब सनी देओल उसके कबट से गिरता है तो वो एक डायलॉग बोलता है कि लड़कियों की अलमारियों से तीन चीजें मिलती हैं, वो तीन चीजें क्या हैं?
पार्ट वंस अगेन, हेलो
डिगी डिगी बोल रहा
साड़ियां
होता
इज
है
वन,
डिगी
डिगी सॉरी साड़ियां इज वन
ठीक है ठीक
राइट।
है
पुराने आशिकों के खत,
ठीक
नहीं
है
दैट्स
हाँ
राइट राइट हाँ ओके।
पुराने खत
पुराने खत चलो ठीक है, पुराने आशिक नहीं
ठीक है
मिलते,
हाँ
साड़ियां मिलती हैं, खत मिलते हैं,
हाँ
और
यू देयर ओके यू देयर थ्री थिंग्स
वो अच्छा
दोस्त थ्री
अब
थिंग्स
पुराने
पुराने
आशिक ठीक
आशिक
है
इज द
ओके,
थर्ड
पुराने
वन
आशिक ही
या
होता है क्या
या
ओके
यू सेड इट लाइक व्हेन यू वर रिमेम्बरिंग यू सेड
ओ
साड़ी
राइट
टू
राइट
थ्री पॉइंट्स
अच्छा हाँ
सो
ठीक है ठीक है,
इट्स
दैट्स व्हाट ही सेज के मिलते
पुराने
हैं या कूल
पुराने खत पुराने आशिक और नई साड़ियां
ओके कूल
सो डिगी गेट्स 3 पॉइंट्स
तो आई एम 7.5, आई एम एट 7, दीक्षा है 4.5।
यस सो अनुपम खेर प्लेज जूही चावला सिबलिंग इन द मूवी देर इट्स अ टू पार्ट क्वेश्चन सो देर आर 2 पॉइंट्स टू द क्वेश्चन व्हाट इज हिज नेम इन द मूवी एंड वेयर डिड ही प्ले क्रिकेट
डिगी
गोडी
पंजाब यूनिवर्सिटी चंडीगढ़ ऑफ
या ही
कोर्स
प्लेड व्हाट्स हिज नेम
इज इट सुरेश,
दीक्षा नो या गो है दीक्षा इट्स विजय
नो
अवस्थी यस
आइडिया
मैं
नाम देख के आई थी
विजय
सारी
अवस्थी
आई एम इस बार
ट्राइंग
काम
टू
देख
रिमेम्बर कि
के
कॉलेज कौन सा है उसका
आई है ओ विजय अवस्थी इज इट नो आइडिया
ठीक है अनदर कैरेक्टर रिलेटेड नेम्स आई एम गेसिंग दीक्षा
दीक्षा
हैज ओके सो अनु कपूर प्लेस हिज फ्रेंड फर्स्ट पार्ट ऑफ द क्वेश्चन लेट मी फिनिश द क्वेश्चन सो इट्स अ 3 पार्ट क्वेश्चन फर्स्ट इज व्हाट इज हिज नेम ही इज सीन ट्वाइस इन द मूवी वन वी ऑल नो where he calls like those like and
Deeksha, sorry, I'm pausing you. I'm sorry, I'm
okay
pausing you. Are you giving this to Deeksha by default because she already buzzed before you ended the question, or are you going to wait for us to buzz?
no I will gift it to Diksha she
ये तो गलत
बस
बात है ना वैसे, क्योंकि तूने एक पार्ट क्वेश्चन पे किया, दो पार्ट तुम अभी बोले भी नहीं है, तुम्हें तो दो पार्ट उसको बताने भी नहीं चाहिए क्योंकि बस कर चुके। मैं तो वेट कर रहा था तुम्हारे क्वेश्चन कंप्लीट करने की, ये क्या
तुम
बात
चुप रहो क्यों पीटीए प्रीति सेट्स द रूल्स ओके
क्योंकि मुझे तो जवाब पता
But
है
now,
इनके
so I'll tell you what. If she doesn't get all the other parts, then I will not give her marks. Is that okay?
हाँ,
ये
that's
क्या
how you do
on the fly rules मत बनाओ.
exactly that's
तुमने
how you do
शुरू
it।
में
तुमने
बोला था,
शुरू में
तुमने
बस कर
शुरू
दो
में
कि
बोला
एक
था
ना
कि
एक
मैं
पार्ट तो आ
बस कर
जाएगा,
सकती हूँ और तुम बाद में
उसने
क्वेश्चन
शुरू में
पूरा
ये
करोगे, ठीक है?
नहीं, उसने
मैंने
बोला था
बोला
वेट
था
फॉर मी
वैसे.
टू फिनिश द क्वेश्चन,
No, she said you can नो
buzz
नो
एंड देन
सडन
वेट
बस बट
फॉर
या
मी टू फिनिश द क्वेश्चन फिर तो बस करने का
दैट
पॉइंट
इज
कैसा,
ट्रू
मैं हमेशा बस कर लूं, नेगेटिव पॉइंट्स है ही नहीं है, आई
तो
ऑलवेज बस, यू
तुमने
स्टार्ट टॉकिंग से
लूपहोल
कि
नहीं पकड़ा
कंटिन्यू
मैंने लूपहोल पकड़ लिया इसमें मेरी गलती नहीं है ठीक है अच्छा अभी क्वेश्चन फिनिश करने दे मेरे फिनिश
को
माय क्वेश्चन यू
चलो
गाइस
ठीक है, दिस इज टू कंपेटिटिव
ओके सो अनु कपूर प्लेज हिज फ्रेंड व्हाट इज हिज नेम इन द मूवी वेयर डू यू सी हिम व्हाट आर द सीन्स दैट ही हैज इन द मूवी I'm particularly looking for one scene that a lot of people don't catch throughout the movie. Another thing is that this name that the character's name is also some friend that was played in another movie. So like yeah, like what's the other movie's name?
क्या यार
Yeah, go
प्रीति,
ahead.
इतना
His
आसान
name is
क्वेश्चन है,
Vicky Oberoi.
टेक्निकलिटी पे
The
लेके जा
other
रही है
movie that we see a friend in is Bazigar where he plays Vicky Malhotra and the scenes where he is seen एक तो उसका जो suicide scene होता है और दूसरा जो क्या कहते हैं वो गोवा में एक पब में उससे मिलता है जहाँ पे वो कोकेन कर रहा होता है
नो
वो
नो
भी है लेकिन
या
उससे उससे बाद ठीक
दैट्स नॉट व्हाट प्रीति इज लुकिंग फॉर,
हाँ आई एम नॉट लुकिंग फॉर दैट दो दैट्स
बट यू
फाइन
सेड टू सीन्स आई
शी
गिव टू सीन्स आई आंसर्ड द
सेड,
क्वेश्चन
शी सेड वन पर्टिकुलर जो सबसे पहले जहां मिलता है वो, सबसे पहले
हाँ
उसकी एंट्री होती है,
हाँ
आई नो द
सबसे
सीन,
एग्जैक्टली पहले कहाँ मिलता है वो ओके
यू हैव, तुझे नहीं आता है
अब
आई
मेरे
एम
को
श्योर
सोचना
श्योर
पड़ेगा
ये नहीं आता तुझे टिक टिक वन, टिक टिक टू,
टू प्रो
आई
डिगी
फील लाइक आई
तुम
शुड शेयर
सोच
दिस
रहे हो
टिक
पता
टिक
नहीं
थ्री
50 मिनट लगा
ठीक
देते हो
ठीक
एक
बोल
क्वेश्चन के लिए, मेरे को पांच पांच
क्यों
मिनट नहीं सोचने दे
ऐसा
रहे हो?
ऐसा कोई बात नहीं, देयर इज नो एविडेंस ऑफ मी डूइंग दैट एनीवेयर.
That's because
आई
I'm
हैव
the one editing
एविडेंस
out your silences and your murmuring की
योर
मतलब
पार्ट.
every 2 seconds इतना
सोच
यार
नहीं
तुम्हें पता भी
मालूम
नहीं
यार.
है.
ठीक है ठीक है, बता दे
इट्स
क्या बता रही.
व्हेन दे ट्राई एंड बेट शाहरुख के सुनील सुनील ऊपर से देख रहा होता है दूरबीन से, एंड शाहरुख इज वॉकिंग टू रियलाइजेस ही इज अपस्टेयर्स एंड गोज बैक टू ही सिटिंग
ओ
राइट
वो उसके
बिहाइंड,
पीछे पूल साइड बैठा
एंड
होता
वो लास्ट में बोलते भी हैं कि ये
है.
तो
या
वही
या
था ना जो
या
तुम्हारे पीछे बैठा हुआ था.
सो यस सो डिच अगेन 2.7 डिग्री
या
फॉर
नाइन एंड
दिस.
8.5 दैट्स द
ओ
क्विज
माय
स्कोर.
गॉड
आई एम एट
सो
नाइन.
7.5 आई थिंक बाय
गाइस
द वे.
No, you had we were 4.5, then you got 2, I got 1, so 6.5, then I again got 2, and then you again got 2, I got
नेक्स्ट
1.
क्वेश्चन, नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन
अभी बचा है यार,
इज
तो मैं जीत गया था. अच्छा
अभी दो सवाल हैं जिसके मतलब और सबके पार्ट पॉइंट्स हैं. सो यस नेक्स्ट
डिगी
क्वेश्चन है, ओनली है
डिगी आई बाज फक इट, आई विल यूज दिस लूपहोल. बोलो क्वेश्चन अब. उसने एग्जैक्टली सेम चीज करी थी तो
नहीं
उसने
मैंने
बोला
वेट
यू
किया था
कैन ओनली
क्वेश्चन
लूज
स्टार्ट
इन दिस
करने के लिए.
वर्ल्ड.
ठीक है
नहीं, मैंने जब
वाह,
विक्की बोला था उसके सॉरी अनु कपूर बोला था उसके बाद उसने क्या एंड
तो
शी
फिर
न्यू
मतलब तो
मोस्ट ऑफ द
तीन
क्वेश्चन
तीन
सो
क्वेश्चन
शी
थे ना,
वाजंट चीटिंग लाइक यू आर डूइंग. आई
माय गॉड
गेट टू चूज,
अनफेयरनेस
यू
ऑफ
डोंट गेट
दिस
टू.
सिस्टरहुड इज क्रेजी. चलो ठीक है गो अहेड, आई विल बज व्हेन आई फील द
इट्स सो
क्वेश्चन
गुड,
इज
वी
यू नो
वॉच द साइकोटिक किलर मूवी. यस ओके यस. सो नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन ओनली हैज वन 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 मार्क, एक्चुअली टू मार्क. सो इन विच अदर मूवी शाहरुख वेयर्स द पिंक शर्ट दैट ही इज
ठीक
वेयरिंग इन तू मेरे सामने सामने एंड व्हाट्स द सॉन्ग.
बाजीगर
ओके गो अहेड दीक्षा.
बाजीगर
ओके व्हाट्स द सॉन्ग.
वही मेन बाजीगर का टाइटल था.
That's right. Yeah. That's the right answer.
डिगी
You
स्कोर
got it.
बताना, डिगी स्कोर बताना.
10 and 8.5 नहीं सॉरी, हाँ
I have
वही है
more
ना, नहीं
questions.
नाइन
Okay.
पॉइंट फाइव एंड एट.
I have more
I mean,
questions.
had I
Which
just
is
buzzed, I would have thought about it. Like, but it's fine.
सर पकड़ लिया डिगी ने. ओके ठीक है, आई थिंक यू विल नो द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन. सो इट्स अ टू पार्ट क्वेश्चन इन अ वे दैट आई वांट टू आस्क फॉर द एक्टर एंड द एक्ट्रेस बोथ, बट आई विल गो विद द एक्टर फर्स्ट. दिस रोल वाज रिजेक्टेड बाय कपल
बिगी
ऑफ एक्टर्स.
बिगी
ओके
बिगी
गिव या गो
आमिर खान रिजेक्टेड इट
या व्हाई डिड ही रिजेक्टेड यू
एंड
नो.
या बिकॉज़ आई नो द होल स्टोरी.
Tell me,
सो
tell us, no, that is the point of these questions.
या तो ही बेसिकली ही अग्रीड टू द रोल, ही इज लाइक फाइन आई विल डू दिस, एंड देन ही व्हाट ही वांटेड दो वाज फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल के वन ही वांटेड दिव्या भारती टू बी चेंज्ड टू जूही चावला, सो वन दे मेड दैट चेंज, एंड सेकेंडली दैट वाज द सेकंड क्वेश्चन नो. तो इट वाज बेसिकली ही सेड के इन द एंड सीन, सो देयर वर टू थिंग्स ही वांटेड, वन के एंड में द माय कैरेक्टर शुड नॉट गेट बीटन अप दैट मच, दैट्स गोज टू शो के आई एम लाइक विल बी वीक फॉर माय कैरेक्टर, ही आई एम अ स्टार, एंड ही वांटेड यश चोपड़ा टू रीड द स्क्रिप्ट टू बोथ सनी देओल एंड आमिर खान टुगेदर इन रूम, सो देयर इज नो ईगो क्लैशेस, एंड यश चोपड़ा सेड भाड़ में जाओ, इतना भी नहीं कर रहा हूं मैं तुम्हारे लिए. सो दैट्स व्हेन इट वाज
सो
ऑफर्ड
वन
टू
इज आमिर खान,
अजय देवगन,
देन
सनी देओल रोल, दिस
आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट
गाय
शाहरुख खान.
शाहरुख खान रोल. ओके डू यू
या
वांटेड वन आंसर और कितने आंसर जी, कितने पार्ट्स हैं क्वेश्चन के?
सो थ्री पीपल वर लाइक थ्री पीपल रिजेक्टेड इट एक्टिवली. सो गिव मी द
ओके
थ्री नेम्स. सो यू गेव आमिर खान, यू
संजय
गेव
दत्त,
अजय
संजय
देवगन.
दत्त,
या या
संजय दत्त,
राइट, दैट्स ट्रू. थ्री हो गए, थ्री आई वांटेड, थ्री थ्री आर डन. सो यू गेट 3 points फॉर इट. सेम वर्स
वेट
फॉर दी
वेट वेट आई एम
या
एट 11 points, दीक्षा इज 9.5 points, जस्ट अ रिमाइंडर.
ओके सो द नेक्स्ट पार्ट ऑफ द क्वेश्चन इज हु द एक्ट्रेसेस हु रिजेक्टेड
डिगी
इट. दीक्षा ने वेट
मैंने नहीं पढ़ा यार, मतलब ये सब आई डोंट नो ऑल दिस.
So, here's another fun story. Divya Bharati accepted, but she got rejected by Yash Chopra because Aamir Khan wanted her out. Sridevi rejected the role because she wanted.
Sridevi was the thought process, actually.
Yeah.
Yashraj made the movie thinking of her, and you can tell it because of all the songs and choreography.
But the interesting bit is, and that goes to show the star power that Sridevi held at that point. She wanted to play the psychotic lover, not be the victim. And Yash Chopra said, no, it has to be Shah Rukh Khan. It has to be like the guy playing the psychotic lover. And she's like, sorry, no.
And this is the story I have in mind. Yeah, who was the other actor? You said
Aishwarya Rai.
Sridevi,
Aishwarya
you said
Rai.
Divya Bharti.
Aishwarya Rai. She was screen tested but rejected.
I don't... Yeah.
Aishwarya Rai was screen tested but
actually,
rejected.
I was also like, I had...
माधुरी
Yeah. So Sridevi, Madhuri, Divya Bharti. So
Even Sridevi, even Divya Bharti didn't reject. She was also rejected by. Aamir Khan.
So those were my questions. I hope you liked them.
do you want me to tell the points?
No. ये last का छह point का question है. ये प्रीति ने जो घुगली मारा है ना मतलब.
14 and 9.5 पता होना चाहिए तुमको.
मैं सिर्फ कैरेक्टर कास्ट का नाम पढ़ के आई थी, मैं ये सब थोड़ी पढ़ के आई थी कौन रिजेक्ट हुआ था, कौन रिजेक्ट किया था.
अच्छा ठीक है, उसकी भाभी का नाम क्या था फिर मुझे बता दो, क्योंकि मैं तो भूल गई.
पूनम अवस्थी.
ये लो.
ये वो रट के आई है. हाँ ठीक है. एनीवे, डिगी विंस दिस विद द फ्लाइंग कलर्स आफ्टर ट्राइंग टू चीट बट नॉट रियली चीटिंग बिकॉज़ ही न्यू मच ऑफ द ट्रिविया. सो ये डिगी, गो अहेड, टेक योर प्राइज.
वूहू, ये माय स्ट्रीक ऑफ विनिंग क्विजेस इज स्टिल ऑन.
अच्छा ठीक है, ओके. सो नाउ वी आर डन विद द क्विज. सो वी, व्हाट आर वी वाचिंग नेक्स्ट गाइस?
We are watching.
Next is a guest episode.
Ooh, English and... Babu Desi meme.
English Babu Desi meme.
We are watching Triple Role, Shahrukh. That's the one that he has Triple Role.
Yes,
in,
yes.
Right?
From people who watched the podcast will remember the quiz episode. will remember the quiz episode. Arpit was the quiz master. So we have his wife now coming in and gracing the podcast. Because she found the movie quite interesting. Let's just put it at that. And we let her expand on it.
I haven't seen it. Have you guys seen it?
Way back. I remember scenes of it. But I don't remember the story.
Thoda bahut pata hai wo Bablu and I just remember some stuff and the songs.
I don't know.
But yeah, I don't remember the movie at all.
I remember Master Mayur. That's a very core memory in my head. Master Mayur. Cool. Chalo, okay, this has been an extremely long podcast. Tisha is going to have to spend a lot of time editing this shit out.
I'm not editing it.
Chalo, cool. Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. This is